We'll open with questions for Vanderbilt head coach Melanie Balkin.
Turnovers the killer today, Coach?
Yeah, to have 24 turnovers, especially down the stretch when we were throwing the ball away for no apparent reason against our zone, that really hurt us.
Did the zone surprise you so much, though?
I've never had that much zone. I think, you know, you should always throw some zone out there, and if it works, they continue to run it, and it worked. So, you know, especially probably the biggest surprise was playing that much when we were shooting the three very well, and we didn't have an inside presence, and we were relying on the three way too much, and then they went zone.
Coach, can you talk about how you think your team responded after a lackluster start?
I don't know if it was lackluster, but they, you know, Tennessee's been starting like that against everybody. That's how they start. I think that it was important for our girls to fight right back. I thought we did a good job fighting back and obviously got within 4 or 6 points at halftime. I thought we did a good job attacking them, getting them in foul trouble. The problem was we couldn't stop for them defensively. The problem wasn't us, you know, not being able to score at that point. We needed to stop them, and we couldn't.
Did you feel like if you could get over it, you got within one in the second half, was it a situation where you felt like if you could just get over the hump and maybe take the lead, you know, you could really put some meat on them and maybe get the win?
No, I think we had the momentum going. You know, we got within one, and then Tina Worth got her fourth foul, and I think, you know, everything went downhill from there. We just didn't stick together and didn't adjust really well when that happened.
Yeah, talk about the impact of that foul. I mean, Worth is a player you got having there.
Oh yeah, I mean, she plays 40 minutes for us in big games, and that was obviously a key point in the game for us as well as them. You know, they know. Against them at their place, Tina played so well, and Tina was playing well again tonight. And every, you know, she just makes us so much better because of her versatility inside and out, and she's so skilled, and is actually a very good defender as well. And so when she came out of the game, I think mentally it affected the game, well, probably more so than physically. They knew how good she was, and they turned it on, as well as we knew that she needed to be on the floor and is always on the floor for us.
Coach, in the second half, you had some lineups that didn't look familiar to me where it looked like you had Jen, Jess, Meredith, Lauren Leaders, and Liz.
Yeah, I had four guards and a post out there at times because we had no post presence again, absolutely none. And so we might as well spread the floor and shoot the three because that's what we were doing well. And we got, you know, 23 attempts, and that's what we were making. And I thought we could get some penetration into the zone, but we were not scoring inside and getting shots blocked and had no post presence at that point, so I figured I'd try to play one for defense. And then on offense, try to spot up and get threes.
When you say throwing the ball around for no apparent reason, is that maybe sometimes a product of just a young team that's still kind of finding its way?
Yeah, I don't know. It surprised me because we hadn't been playing that way, you know, and they weren't playing a pressure man-to-man at that point. They were playing a zone, and we've played really well against zones all year, so it surprised me. Not so much, you know, just throwing it away at times, and also our decision-making. You know, we had Tina wide open off the screen and didn't pass it to her, yet we were throwing it into Jen Risper, who was faking as a post player. That's not where we were really looking to throw. We throw it to Jen Risper at the high post so that she can penetrate. So when a coach is looking at their team going, why are we doing the things we're doing? You know, your shooters, instead of shooting, are driving and kicking to Jency Rhodes, who's not a shooter. You know, just our decision-making got really poor down the stretch, and therefore we turned the ball over a lot.
You really don't know how to account for it?
No, they'd have to tell you that one. It wasn't in my plan, but
you know,
I don't think it was in their plan either.
What kinds of things did you talk to your team about in the locker room after the game?
I talked to them about just being disappointed that that we didn't bring our A game. I mean, you can't play the number one team in the country and expect to win not playing your A game. And we didn't play well tonight. And I give Tennessee all the credit in the world. They're a great team. That's why they're number one in the country. They got a lot of talent, and they're bigger and stronger at every position, you know. But at the same time, you got to bring your best game, and we didn't do that tonight. And we've been working extremely hard. We are very young. We have people accepting their roles and working very hard at it. And it just was disappointing to the point where, you know, I'm mad because I'm a competitor. But it's hard to get mad at these kids. They work their tails off every day. And I think that it's more important to talk to them about not having a letdown. We had earned this game, and we want to earn to play them again. You know, we want to get better from this loss instead of getting down from it. And that's really what I talked about, is rebounding, recovering from this game so that we get back on the winning track the next couple games so that we can put ourselves in a position to face the Tennessee again in the SEC.
Time for one more.
Coach Pat said part of the reason they went to the zone was all their foul trouble, and then they went with the three bigs. She also said you're one of the best offensive coaches in the SEC. She had to do that because of all the sets you run, and she wanted to really try to disrupt you. I'm not sure I really have a question, but it just, you know, it seemed like that was a nice gesture.
Tell her thank you.
That's why they went to the zone, because they needed to do something to disrupt the offensive efficiency that you guys were bringing out.
Yeah, I did think, I mean, we were doing a good job executing against their man, and we were getting great shots. So there's no doubt that's why she went to it originally. We were executing better, definitely better on offense than we did at their place.
Do you think the height of Tennessee bothered the kids a little bit? Because they went with Vicky, Alex, and Candace in that zone.
Absolutely. There's no doubt the height bothers us. So does the athleticism and the strength. But I mean, you got to play the game. You got to play to win, and that's why you're the underdog going in, because everybody on the floor is bigger than you. But that's why you have to bring your A game. I mean, and we didn't show, and I think that's the other thing. You know, you get this great crowd, and we didn't show, I don't think, showed the game and the kind of team that we are right now. And I'm proud of the team that I have coaching right now. I think we're a very good team, and Tennessee made us look bad.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.